This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Before I start, I want to throw something out there at you really quick. I have said many times when I'm discussing quote-unquote gun violence that suicide is a very sad thing. It's a horrible thing, and the whole reason I'm sitting here today is because of a guy named Tyson Bowers. And Tyson, in the early days, Tyson bought my equipment. He bought billboards. He paid for airtime. He did all kinds of things because he wanted talk radio in Columbia, South Carolina to mean something that he liked. I was his guy. And Monday, and I don't know why yet, and I don't know if we'll ever know why, but Monday Tyson killed himself. So I will simply tell you this. If you're listening, and if you're in some sort of depressed state, if your loved ones are in a depressed state, address it. Email me, Bill at LockNLoadRadio, LockNLoadRadio.com. Don't just sit there and wait for that moment when you act on that. The question marks that you leave behind are way, way out of proportion to where they should be. That should not be an option for any of us. It is Wednesday, which means, for a change, it's been a while because one of the pair has been out there globetrotting again, but this is the night of Arbalest Quarrel in this hour. Joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz. Hi, guys.
Hi, good being here, Bill.
All right.
Bill, we're sorry to hear about your friend, and our prayers will go out to him as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. With him, when I got to this level, that was like a dream come true for him, but I don't know what was going on with the rest of them and everything else, but I decided that what he did with me was not going to be for nothing. So we move on.
We'll try and help you.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. All right. Need all the help I can get. What have you guys got on your mind today?
Well, let me just say this. It's a pleasure being back. I miss being on the program. There are several topics, and why don't I just outline a few and let you guys pick which one in priority order. Maybe we could talk about a few things tonight. Let's talk about some new stuff, not necessarily in priority order, but the NYPD has now gone digital, effective January 1st, with its firearm licensing scheme. So anyone that wants to apply for a pistol permit in New York City, that is good in the entire state of New York if granted, or anyone that has a permit and needs to renew it, or anyone that has a rifle shotgun permit, yeah, you need a permit to have a rifle or shotgun, or needs to renew it, can no longer fill out a paper application. It now has to be done online. Now, this system is so new, I still don't know all the ramifications, how they're going to be dealing with people without computers, without email addresses, et cetera, but that's a new topic. Also in New York City, that can affect a lot of us in all states throughout the United States. Westchester County, New York, which is not too far from the city of New York, has taken it upon itself to ban gun shows on public property. on the news tonight, on the local news, Channel 4, Long Island, which is not too far from New York City also. A public high school is now offering in its extracurricular activities things like archery and cross-country skiing. And I was waiting anxiously to hear, you know, marksmanship, firearms with rifles. Of course, I didn't. So that's a subject that we should look into as well. The Arbalest Quarrel last week published its article, a year-end article, where we touched upon some of the important things that we did in 2017 and what we think is important to address in 2018. Some of the most important things would be to continue support and to protect President Trump. Let's get him to get his important programs and what's on his agenda to make America great again and to help every citizen accomplished. Number two, we need to stress the importance that the Republicans must keep control over Congress. We cannot lose control over Congress, no matter what. And why we absolutely need to protect our president is because it's very likely that within the next 2 or 3 years, he will name nominate an actual Supreme Court justice, another one, two, or three. And we should look at what justices sitting on the federal benches today, as well as state court judges, might be best qualified. And then Roger's been doing a lot of research. We watched the Golden Globes because we had to. We are hearing and monitoring what's going on with Oprah Winfrey. We found out today that James Franco, who won an Academy Award, Golden Globe Award, is now facing three allegations from women for sexual assault. And they're wondering, oh, my God, what did we do? We actually nominated this guy, and now he's one of those. So another guy bites the dust. And yep. And you can no longer even say what you think or what you believe in under the First Amendment because you'll get fired or ousted from college or, you know, done away with. So those are some of the topics. Which one do you like?
well, we got about 2 minutes. So let's soften things up and let's go with this Westchester thing about the gun show. If we can start it, and if we have to hold up and finish it in the next segment, that's fine. So let's start with that.
4 minutes. Roger, go for it.
All right. So we got a call a few days ago from our third a business partner who actually basically informed us that the new county executive, this George Latimer, who's taking over, who actually beat out, unfortunately, the Republican Rob Astorino, became the new county executive, taking the oath, I believe, on January 1st. And one day later, immediately, he signed an executive order banning gun shows in Westchester County, at least public gun shows, as he said. And so that struck me as definitely something I wanted to research. And I've been doing quite a bit. We're getting set to write an article, and apparently there is some interest in the legal community. Because why this is interesting is not just because of the Second Amendment, but because of the First. The First Amendment is becoming a wedge, a basis to attack the Second Amendment. Of course, the First Amendment is being used as a wedge. It's being attacked everywhere. I want to get into a little bit about that. I guess we have just a few more seconds left. So,
well, you hold right there. Okay. You're getting that time sense. That's great. That's good stuff. Yeah. Stephen D'Angeli, Roger Katz, they are Arbalest Quarrel. They are featured writers at Ammoland.com. Of course, their website, ArbalestQuarrel.com. And on Wednesdays, whether one's in town or two's in town, they are here at Lock and Load. And we're chewing the fat, the legal fat. And my goodness, it is so high in calories around here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Day. Rejoining me again from Arbalest Quarrel or Stephen Katz, Roger Katz and Stephen D. Andrew. You know, I've been waiting to do that. I've known I was going to do that for a while. Anyway, Roger Katz, Roger and Stephen. It's Roger and Stephen night. So anyway, We were talking about, I think it's Spencer. Yeah. So back to Westchester.
Okay, Westchester.
Roger, let me read. Get to what you told me about a little while ago, which is really the basis here. Usually gun control laws, you were saying, they always talk about citizen safety, safety aspects. In this case, they're basically going in a lot. It's not about safety. Right. What's the grounds for this new order?
We're talking about the First Amendment, but let me read what appears on the Westchester government site, because this really was parroted in a number of articles appearing on other websites, and I think it's really important because it lays out the basis for a legal discussion. And this is what it says. In 1999, gun shows were banned at the Westchester County Center by former County Executive Andrew J. Spano, a Democrat, in the wake of the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. That prohibition was later revoked by Latimer's immediate predecessor, Rob Astorino, a Republican. Westchester County government should not be in the business of advancing the sale of weapons and other items often sold at gun shows, plain and simple, said Latimer. This is not a restriction on gun shows in the entire county, but rather just on public land. Now, the text from the executive order states that, quote, whereas recreational county facilities always serve our residents best when used for sporting events, concerts, trade shows, and educational opportunities for our youth, gun shows are not what taxpayer-financed property should be used for, close quote. Now, there must be more to the executive order than just that. But reading that, if I'm doing a legal analysis, I have to believe that whoever drafted this and gave it to the executive, county executive to sign as an executive order was either very intelligent or very stupid, because you begin to ask what is the basis here for denying a gun show where you have a right under the Second Amendment. If it's to keep and bear arms, you should have access to those arms to be purchased. Dealerships are one basis, but gun shows are another. And in this case, the gun shows are prohibited. Now, what Stephen was alluding to was the idea that if they said, well, I am signing an executive order to prevent the sale or the gun shows on public property because I feel that this is a threat to public safety. All right. Now, as soon as he were to say that, that would implicate a Second Amendment analysis, and you would look at the various standards that the courts look at, determine whether a government action is legal or not, whether it'll pass constitutional muster. In this particular case, if he had said that, it would seem to be an indication that, well, yes, the right to hold gun shows, this falls within the core of the Second Amendment, and therefore strict scrutiny would be applied. And whether that's true or not, there may be an indication that this is not like whether a person can own and possess handguns, where, of course, the Heller case, Justice Scalia made it very clear that handguns do fall within the core of the Second Amendment. And if a person is not under disability, then that a person, an American citizen, has a right to own or possess a handgun for self-defense. In this case, you don't have any language that would suggest that we're dealing with Second Amendment analysis. Rather,
if I may butt in to get to the court, is that's the reason why, Bill, we're going to do a series of articles. This article that Roger's talking about, which will be published on our site tomorrow, will be an introductory article. Roger needs to do in-depth analysis of the law,
and legal cases, and we're going to reach out to a number of sources to get more information. And that brings me to the question, are you familiar with any other examples of where gun shows anywhere in the country, any of the states that you're dealing with, some of your listeners might be in, where they have similar restrictions on gun shows? Or you were also mentioning something about Austin, Texas this morning.
In Austin, Texas, it's not so much that they're trying to restrict gun shows. What they're trying to do is, in Texas, guns are allowed in public buildings.
Right.
And in Austin, they're trying to restrict that. And Austin is getting charged daily now for being, right now, though, as of yesterday, I think it was $7.3 million in fines. So, and they're, you know, if they ever pay that, that's going to be on the taxpayers of Austin. But they're trying to get actually, that pushed away.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, Bill. What I wanted to say was that I took a look at the website. According to the website, Austin indicates that, yes, that you can carry a handgun into a building, a public building. So you're talking about something that is possibly has changed, but if so, that's...
Well, maybe so. They got preempted, so maybe they've decided to go the right way. So that's good. That would be good if they'd done that. But, I mean, that was just an example of an arbitrary action taken by a local government, sort of akin to the gun show thing where somebody says that we shouldn't be part and parcel of selling guns. Everybody else is. What is and we got about 45 seconds left. What is in New York? Do they do that in other public properties?
Well, that's what we need to look at. And you know what? I would suggest that anyone listening to your show right now, if you know anything about anything like this happening in your jurisdiction, your county, your state, your city, let Bill Frady know. And Bill will let us know, and we can start moving on this and getting on it right away without any delay, because this is just another move to take away your guns.
There you go. Let me get you guys to hang on. You're listening to Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Soundgarden, by the way. And as it is, joining us again from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz. And let's move, if we can, let's move to this this recertification permit minutia that's going on in New York City and everything. Is that as bad as everybody's reporting that to be? Is it going to work itself out? How's that working?
You know, I don't know, Bill. And I picked up the phone as soon as I heard about it and asked Roger. You know, again, it could be simply where they just want to go green, where they just want to go paperless, where they want to, or maybe they want to have ultimate control of every single thing that is done, and they want it to be published online so that if you you don't say the right thing or hide something that shouldn't be hidden, it could be easily prosecuted. I don't know. I think we have to find out. So rather than bore your readers, let me promise that in the near future, when I get more information, when I actually experience running through a new application or a renewal, I'll be the first one to share it. And of course, if I get any information from any other source, I'll be happy to share that as well. As of right now, I question. Well, this is what I question. If a person has a license already, let's say a person has a New York City carry business license, normally they would get in the mail and they should get this renewal application and instructions 3 months prior to its expiration. And they have about 30 days to complete it properly and submit it, or they lose their license, but you would get a renewal in the mail. Now, if they're going, the NYPD is going digital, are they still going to have to send someone a letter instead of a renewal application and instructions saying, we know you have a license. If you want to renew it, the New York City Police Department is no longer supplying you with a renewal application to complete. Our instructions are now on this website. We refer you to this website. You have to download the information and get it in on time accordingly, or else you will lose your permit. Will they do that? I don't know. What if they do that and you're a person that just doesn't have a computer? You choose not to. You don't have access to one. Well, they may take the hard line and say, well, just go to a public library and, you know, get online, because that's tough for you. We have the prerogative to do this. I don't know if they had a public hearing. I know that the New York City Police Department is under the rules of the City of New York. Roger, that's part of the administrative code.
Let me jump in here, if I can, to cut to the chase here. I would not make more out of this than you have to. The fact that you're dealing with a jurisdiction like New York, just like New Jersey or California or Hawaii, you're always skeptical. But look, digitalization is not in itself a means to try to make it difficult for an individual. If anything, it's simply to streamline everything that goes on, so they don't have to lose paperwork, which, of course, New York has been known to do.
Right.
It is a lot easier and a lot better if everything is online in that respect. I know when I worked with the Patent and Trademark Office, when I first started there, everything was pretty much by hand. There was a lot of paperwork floating around. But before I left, everything was on the computer. And I know when you're filing legal documents in federal court, everything has to be online now. In fact, most jurisdictions, if not, I won't say all of them, but I would say the vast majority, I think I'm on safe ground, when you file for an application for a pistol permit for the first time or for a renewal, it'll be online. When I've called jurisdictions and talked to police officers, they'll say it's online. If it's not, they'll say, oh, yes, we'll mail it out to you. So I think it's just a way of streamlining the situation in New York, and it shouldn't create hardship, in fact, except for individuals who don't have computers. And I can't imagine that there would be too many of those individuals around today.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Next subject.
So that you guys just want to see how that works out.
I would like to talk about getting back to the First Amendment. It's so pervasive now about political correctness. You can just imagine what things would be like if Clinton were in office. The fact that it's as bad as it is now with Trump, for example, I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I could not stomach it. I'd let Stephen watch that, and I'll pick up a few glimpses on the news on Sean Hannity or on Tucker Carlson. And here they are, all dressed in black. You've got all the men, the moguls, the male actors, sitting around with their thumbs up, you know what, looking like neutered tomcats, afraid to say anything. I mean, what the hell is going on today? It's absolutely ludicrous. And then you've got situations with the big tech companies like Google and Facebook. And Tucker Carlson last night, an individual, a young guy, was fired apparently for doing the cardinal sin of presenting his own conservative views. And they were pretty benign at that. But,
and then you got Tom Hanks, a big actor, who played in The Circle. Remember that, Roger?
Yeah, that's a curious thing. Basically, these guys who run the company are above it all, but they dictate to others. The problem is this. The Bill of Rights applies as a constraint on government. We have to remember that.
Corporations, though, are not government, but they're becoming like government. That's the problem. You can't do anything today without going through corporations. And the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to them. The
yes,
fact is
but
that
can I ask a question about the Bill of Rights
sure.
and corporations? Can corporations knowingly, I mean, that's going to have to be addressed at some point, because it used to be, you know, that a corporation might be national, it might be regional, it might be international. But with cyberspace, there literally is no boundary, there's no border to it or anything. And what they're trying to do is influence opinion, after all. They're going to have to address that at some point, aren't they?
At some point, you would think that they would have to, because Google is ubiquitous. And we think of our own website. We have a very conservative website. Believe me, if I were working for Google and I had this website, I wouldn't last in Google very long. But the fact is, would they doing a search on any subject involving the Second Amendment? If it's not a New York Times article, and you know where they stand,
right.
The Arbalest Quarrel, we may very well appear on the 100th page, and who's going to wade through all that?
Let me get you to hold right there. I want to rejoin that when we get back, because that is a very interesting topic to talk about, something we're going to have to face and deal with later. My guests from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To the guys from Arbalest Quarrel tonight, talking to Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Let's go back to this notion that, you know, I know you guys probably never watched it. Well, maybe you did. I don't know. Did you guys remember a cartoon series called Pinky and the Brain? Did you either one of you guys ever see that?
I haven't. I don't know.
These were two mice, and the brain was the brainy mouse, and he always said that they have a plan that where they're going to take over the world, and which sort of seems like what Facebook and Google and to a lesser degree maybe Apple is doing to us, Microsoft as well, except, you know, they're doing it more politically with money. Should a very minute number of these corporations have this kind of influence over America? Should they be constrained to whatever it is, you know, is supposed to be their lane?
That's what we have antitrust laws for. But antitrust laws are supposed to be enforced to protect the public. The idea is that with competition, that is a benefit for the consumer because that requires companies to compete to provide a better product for the money that they expect to obtain from the individual. We don't see that anymore. Horizontal, vertical consolidations, Apple originally selling books and then going into many other retail products and then buying retail grocery stores. I mean, years ago, this would have been anathema. It would have been heresy. But and in fact, actually in Europe, antitrust laws are more vigorously enforced than they are here. So, it's a very real concern. Consider this. We are sold a bill of goods to hear a company say, oh, well, if we don't have the government involved, this will be better for innovation. And I think I mentioned to your listeners in another show, reading in the Wall Street Journal about how monopoly, creative monopoly is good. That's an oxymoron. Monopoly is never good because if one company controls the whole means of production, they can charge whatever the hell they want. And if people don't want to buy the product because they think the price is too high, then they're out of luck. And the big problem, there's a paradox, actually, involving the Internet. and it has to do with this concept of internet neutrality. The idea being what Trump is doing, and I have to say I disagree with him. I think Obama was right. The idea was that, well, we can't have the government telling the public or telling companies what they can do and what they can't. But the fact is, what all the government did, what Obama did, was simply say, we're going to create a level playing field. And what they did was treat the broadband internet like a public utility, like electricity, like water. But the big companies, the ones that control the pipes, like Time Warner Spectrum, Comcast, Cox, they don't like that. They're saying, well, we're not a utility. We're not like traditional Ma Bell. We sell our luxury, we're a commodity, and we should be able to do what we want. So imagine if they control, if they could do what they want, they could throttle back, let's say, access to the armless squirrel. They can do it. At the moment, they can't. But with these new laws in place...
Are you talking about net neutrality?
Net neutrality, yes.
Actually, they can. They've already got antitrust laws in place to deal with that. Net neutrality only came about in 2015.
Yeah, that's true. And that was under Obama. It existed for some time, I think, before that. He may have codified it. But what Trump is doing, well, we'll take a look and see. But I don't think that this is going to bode well. I talked to web developers, and they have a pretty good handle, much better than I do, on how the internet functions. And they don't see this as a positive thing. And but going back to what you had mentioned, the fact is you've got very powerful corporations that are essentially government. They are the government. They dictate to the government. They were very happy. In this circumstance, you can see Google, you know, they may be liberal in many other ways, but when it comes to their bottom line, the dollar, they're perfectly happy to jump on the Trump bandwagon. So this is not a very good thing to think that if Google is the only mechanism by which an individual could do search on the internet, and 99% of all searches on the internet, and their algorithms determine what appears in the first page or the first few pages, then that has a great impact on whether a company is going to be in a better position or not to sell their service or sell their product.
Well, I mean, there's certain companies that specialize in something called SEO, search engine optimization. I've used it. I'm sure you guys have used it.
We do it. Yeah.
One thing about Google that makes me a little nervous. When Google came out with Google Earth, I said even back then that one day Google would become part of the intelligence network. And in fact, Eric Schmidt, who is, I think he's the chairman of Alphabet or was the chairman of Alphabet, which owns Google, sits on a DOD committee in the federal government right now that he was put there by Obama. And it's one of those, I think they're in the innovation department, which I don't know why they would be there. So I'm looking at the ties and the tentacles and the all of the various offshoots that come out of these companies, and it makes me a little nervous. Now, I'm not that concerned with net neutrality because the internet is the Wild West. And it should be the Wild West. And, in the interest of a lot of things, I don't think at the end of the day, leftists really love money. They love to make money. If they can make it without doing anything, of course, they'll do it. But some of these companies that, like Charter and Time Warner and all these other companies, I don't know how long they would get away with... A lot of these companies in these municipalities enjoy a monopoly status. Like if there's only one cable company, there's only one fiber optics company. I think they would see a blowback on that one if that came down to it. Because at the end of the day, everybody zoning everything locally is politicians.
Well, that's one thing, and the other thing, Bill, is information. The fact is that we have this Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures that the framers of the Constitution put there for a reason. And this idea that some Congress to hold that, well, it's okay for the NSA, for example, to have everything, just as long as they don't misuse it. Well, actually, they will. But whether they do or they don't, I don't like the idea that every single thing that I say or do electronically, like the very words that I'm speaking right now, is going to end up in some sort of NSA database. Now, remember some years back that the AT&T or Verizon or both of them, where all the data was going to a special cable in a special room through their network to the NSA. And then I don't know if it was through Edward Snowden's fact that he came out with the tell-all, what was going on. But then we have the situation where Obama said, well, look, we're just going to have the corporations hold on to the data. Well, what he's really saying is that, what he knows, that the corporations are not don't have to worry about the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to them. It applies to the government.
We've run out of time, so we'll have to pick that one up. That one is a fascinating topic to discuss. ArborlessQuarrel.com is where you can find them. Also featured writers at AmmoLand and every Wednesday right here. Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Next up, day three of the Week of the Weaponized Woman with Top Towner Whitlock and Jen Jakes. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.